Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Trozzi. I'd like to speak with you briefly about how the COVID injections damage our immune systems and how they help coronavirus variants evolve. First, let's talk about innate and adaptive immunity. Our body's immune defenses can be divided into two systems, the innate immune system and the adaptive immune system. In regards to respiratory infections such as coronaviruses, there are innate antibodies and innate immune cells within the tissues lining our airways. The elements of the innate immune system fight and eliminate all sorts of infections right at the point of entry into the body. The innate immune system is innate and hence present and active at birth before any exposure to infection has occurred. When exposed to infection, the innate system is not only ready and effective, but it also adapts and becomes better for future infections. The innate immune system needs to encounter infections and gain experience to become more powerful. Natural exposure to infections is essential for immune system health. The innate immune system is your front line of defense. Up to 75% of COVID-19 cases are asymptomatic. In these cases, the innate immune system does the entire job of eliminating the infection and preventing disease. When infection succeeds in getting beyond the innate immune system in the upper respiratory tract, the adaptive immune system is engaged. The adaptive immune system creates antibodies to many different surface markers of the coronavirus or other infecting pathogen. These adaptive immune system elements bring in another wave of immune system defense at the site of infection. When the adaptive immune system is adapting to natural exposures, antibodies and other cellular defenses are created against many different aspects of the coronavirus, not just the spike protein. By contrast, COVID injection victims' adaptive immune systems are triggered unnaturally to create antibodies only against the coronavirus spike proteins. These are the spike proteins that their own human cells create under the influence of the genetic injected manipulation. These artificial adaptive antibodies are suboptimal in their role of neutralizing coronaviruses, and so they risk actually helping future coronavirus infections to cause more severe disease. This is called antibody-dependent enhancement. Also, the injection-induced adaptive antibodies are active only against the coronavirus spike protein. This means that with a little genetic evolution of the virus, in just its spike protein structure, it can circumvent these artificial antibodies. This is antibody-mediated selection. The injection-induced antibodies help the coronavirus evolve by allowing newer spike protein virus models to survive and thrive. This situation is amplified by the fact that the forced injections contain genetic instructions for last year's spike protein, not the current variants such as the Delta. Contrast this injection-induced disaster to natural adaptive immunity. Natural adaptive immunity involves antibodies and cellular mechanisms targeting many aspects of the coronavirus. With natural adaptive immunity resulting from natural infection, the virus cannot escape the immune system with just a little genetic variation of its spike protein. Naturally acquired adaptive immunity is long-lasting and effective against all variants of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. About 80% of COVID-19 infections are either asymptomatic or mild. In asymptomatic cases, the infections were resolved completely by the innate immune system at the point of entry in the patient's airways. In mild symptomatic cases, the adaptive immune system was naturally engaged and helped to eliminate the infection. In this process, the innate immune system also learns and is even better prepared for future coronavirus encounters. Most of the other 20% of infections are moderate and resolve naturally. For them, the innate system functions and fights off most of the infection, while the adaptive immune system creates other antibodies and defenses to help fight the current and future infections. Less than 0.3% of COVID-19 infections are fatal, with deaths generally occurring in extremely elderly or unhealthy people. On a relative scale, these are not very scary statistics for an infectious disease, and COVID-19 never really qualified for accurate traditional definitions of a pandemic. To further the case for natural infection and natural immunity, we must consider how, over the past 2 years, scientists and clinicians have developed safe, affordable, and effective treatments, prevention, and prophylaxis protocols for COVID-19. These safe protocols reduce suffering and death by another 80 to 90%. Hence, these safe treatments render an adjusted mortality rate of COVID to around 0.45%, or about 1 in 2,220. While benefiting from these safe treatments, patients still develop excellent natural broad coronavirus immunity from which the virus cannot easily evolve and escape. The patients are left immune for life. For multiple reasons, the situation is not so benign for injection victims. For one, the antibodies generated have very narrow activity against only the spike protein, so the viruses are encouraged to evolve and escape their effect. Secondly, the antibodies generated are suboptimal in their role to neutralize future viruses to which they bind, and so these antibodies can actually help the virus infect the host with increased severity of disease and death. This is antibody-dependent enhancement. This is why prior animal studies showed the coronavirus vaccines caused dramatically increased death in the experimentally vaccinated animals when they were later exposed to real infections. Thirdly, though the injection-induced spike protein antibodies are ineffective at stopping disease or transmission, they completely fail as a vaccine, they do have binding affinity for the virus spike protein that is higher than that of the antibodies of the innate immune system. As a result, these ineffective artificial antibodies bind to coronaviruses that are encountered and prevent the innate immune system from engaging the infection. This eliminates the first and most important line of defense, the innate immune system, from both fighting the infection and adapting for future coronavirus exposures. This reckless meddling with the immune system can render the injection victims increasingly vulnerable to coronaviruses while providing reservoirs in which coronaviruses can thrive and evolve into potentially more dangerous variants. The coronavirus variants evolving within the injection victims are particularly dangerous to the injection victims because they have suppressed innate immunity and narrowly active antibodies which can actually enhance rather than fight disease. This science is already manifesting in our observations from around the world. There is increased disease, death, and viral loads associated with mass application of these criminally administered, coerced, and misrepresented injections. I would also like to share excellent work by Dr. Rob Verkerk and Dr. Geert van den Bosch. I will present these articles in the text below. They contain important deep insights into the immune system and the impacts of these dangerous injections. They contain deep and detailed science, but they are well worth a fresh coffee and some focused time in a quiet space to study them. The first, by Dr. Rob Verkerk, from November the 10th, is the scientific case for an immediate halt to COVID vaccination of children. And the second, by Dr. Geert van den Bosch, from November 30th, 2021, is entitled, Continued Mass Vaccination Will Only Push the Evolutionary Capacity of SARS-CoV-2 Spike Protein Beyond the Omicron Version. Thanks very much for your time.